maintenant, en direct du Salon du Jeu de Société de Paris, notre envoyé spécial vous ramène un bon podcast.
Okay, hi everyone. I'm in front of Fraser and Gordon Lamont, who have a nice actuality now because they're out with the new game Snow Tales, which was out during the Essen Toy Fair in 2008. And hey, hi guys.
Hi, how are you, everybody?
Hi there. Hello.
That was Gordon and Fraser. So, Fraser and Gordon, if we take the three first letters of your names, it makes Fragor, and that's the name of your company. What's the story behind Snow Tales?
Okay, well, the idea came to us a few years ago. We were in Lapland up near the Arctic Circle, and we decided we would go on a husky ride. And my huskies, if you've ever been on a husky ride, they are very excited and they start off at 110 miles an hour. They just go. And that's the very time when you have no control because it's the first time you've ever stood in the back. So I was just holding on as this thing hurtled through the forests. Fraser was, or the people who I was with, they were out in front of me, as was the man who was leading the party. They all, at one point, in the middle of nowhere, and I really mean nowhere, went left, and my huskies went right, and nothing I could do could stop them. So suddenly, I found myself in the Arctic, hurtling through forests towards the Russian border. It was quite a fun experience. But it did mean that when Fraser and I were talking about it later on, it gave us the idea of a game themed and based around huskies. Is that a fair reflection, Fraser? Is that?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. One of the things we liked and we've read since, somebody who has had been dealing with huskies for about 30 years said that at no time do you ever have control of the sled, you only have degrees of control.
Oh, really?
And that was what we tried to recreate in this game. It's not unlike with a car game or something. You are in much more control than you are with a pack of dogs who have their own ideas sometimes as to what can happen. So the moving from side to side mechanism, the sliding mechanism, that was all part of the game. But it's also nice to do something that isn't the usual race game of cycling or cars or that type of thing, something a bit different.
Yeah, that's the idea, because the main difference from other race games is that you have no full control of your engine.
Yes, it's true. We had a long time after we did the husky racing to let the idea of how the mechanics would work sink in. And actually, a year later, we went up to the... in Scotland every year, they have a husky tournament.
Really?
Although it's usually with wheels on the wheeled sleds, because the snow is usually a bit dodgy that time of year.
Nice.
So we went up and we took photos and took down, you know, noted ideas like that. It's quite an important thing for us, is to tie the theme in with the mechanics, because it's a way of making the game more accessible if people have an understanding of how the game should play according to the theme. It makes it easier to explain the rules, and it makes the game easier for people to play, you know, straight off. We've got one track that we say that's the one you should start with, because it's a kind of a slightly unusual control mechanism, a kind of new control mechanism. Then some people start off and not difficult, but they find themselves getting into difficulty quite soon. So it's good to start off with that one, and then you can progress through. There's ones with trees and the chasm and the snowdrift, etc., which are much more difficult ones that you can take it right up to a level where we find it difficult to get round the course. And it is challenging there.
I think also one thing that we think is important is that, having given the different tiles for players, but it then frees players, if they want to then make their own. Part of the fun is designing your own track.
Yeah,
so you've got the tracks that are there in the rules, but it also frees players up to go and design their own things, to have fun.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is quite an important thing in the game. But it also means that the game can be tailored to the length of time that you have. So you can set it to play in half an hour, or you can set it to play in 45 minutes, an hour, that type of thing. But also, maybe more importantly, if you have gamers, you can set it up to be a really difficult course. But you can also play it with more junior members or people who are maybe non-gamers,
yes,
in a way which has lots of straights, which allows the catch-up mechanism to work. And so it means that the game can fit everyone if you design the track right.
So what is the material we can find in this highly configurable game?
Okay, well,
I'll probably remember it better.
That's for Fraser, this one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you get 16 track pieces. There's a start and a finish, 2 U-turns, 4 curves, and that leaves, I think, if my master is right, it should leave 8 straights. And these are all double-sided, so, for instance, the U-turns is a right to left, then a left to right, etc. And then on the straights, there might be a more difficult track on one side of the straight, and then an easy side on that side of the straight. There's 5 sets of player mats. Each player gets their own deck of cards. Each player gets a lovely wooden sled, and the brake markers. And there's also 20 wooden trees in the set as well. Am I forgetting anything? And the big pause token.
The big pause token,
which this is for if a player is playing very slow, you can give them the big pause token, and it's got no effect. It's just for comedy value for us. And it can be used in any game. You can take it out of Snow Tales, and you can use it in Agricola or anything like that. It's used in any game.
We have heard people who say that when they are explaining the game to others, they can't wait for people to say, "And what's this token for?" But that's actually something that works. We wondered what kind of reception it would get.
Yeah.
But it is funny, when you are playing in a group and somebody gives a big pause token, it's a laugh. Everybody laughs. So it takes somebody taking slightly too long, which is sometimes a bit of a pain, and it makes it funny. But it also means that the other players, it doesn't feel like you're waiting because you're thinking, can I now give them the big boss token? You know, it's fun. It makes it fun.
It's a dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Gordon had the big boss token so much. Eventually, we had a T-shirt printed with it on it, so he could just wear it the whole time.
I have a tattoo with the big boss token on.
So we have this sled tile, on which we can find a 2 position for the dogs. I guess you can use the cards to influence the positioning and the speed of your sled. So how does it work?
Yeah, you have a right dog and a left dog and a brake, and the speed you're travelling at is the value of the dogs added together minus the brake.
Okay.
But also you have to look at if there's a difference between the two dogs, because the sled will also pull towards the strongest dog. So if you've got a 4 on the right dog and a 3 on the left dog, when it moves forward in one of those spaces, it will have to slide once to the right when it's moving forward.
Okay, that's the new part of this kind of race game.
So you're not, once you've played your cards, you've determined how much you'll be moving to the right or to the left. When you start to move the sled, you won't then be able to choose to move right and left at that point, because it's determined by which cards you play onto your sled, and that's a new point. And the corners as well, if you're travelling straight on the corners, you're going to crash, because you have to drift across to get yourself round.
Yeah, I see a line here. So if you didn't manage well your dogs, you're going in the trees, or you're going in the snow. What happens when you go out of the track?
Yeah, well, what happens then? You have a hand of 5 cards. If you crash into the side, you get what's called a dent card, and that card goes into your hand, and it reduces your hand size effectively, because it can't be played and it can't be discarded, so it stays there the whole time. So you then have 4 usable cards and 1 dent card, so your options are reduced.
And it stays till the end of the game?
Stays till the end of the game, yes. And if you get 5 of them, then it's all over. But you have to play pretty badly if you get 5, you deserve to go out, really.
You received the T-shirt of Gordon.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and I see trees.
what happens with the trees. These are young trees that are growing. Okay. If the sled comes through into a space where there's a tree, then the player has to take a dent card to show that their sled has bashed into a tree.
But he goes through.
Yeah, but what then happens is the tree is then removed from the space and the player keeps on moving. So what happens is there is a catch-up mechanism in that, because if you are the first person through the trees, then somebody coming behind you might have less trees to go through. But it also is quite fun, and we have seen a number of comments on the internet where people who maybe are is getting near the end and they're not so worried about not having that many cards to play just decide to just mow straight through the trees, just taking the dent cards. So that's quite, it's quite a fun thing.
And the race ends when your sled is out of the track.
Yes, well, there is a finish line and everybody has the same number of turns. So on the turn, when one person goes past the finish line, you look to see all the players who have passed the finish line, it is the person who has got the furthest. And then if there is a tiebreaker, if you have both travelled the furthest past the finish line. One of the things I don't think we mentioned earlier that's quite good fun as well is that when you have your hand of cards, Fraser mentioned the three positions, the front left dog, the left dog, the right dog, and the break. But you can play more than one card at a time on these positions. You can play, as long as they are the same value, you can play cards which change both dogs and the break. So sometimes the sled can be veering very far to the left, but because of what you're able to play, you can control it backwards and forwards. So it's the game is quite dynamic in the way that it plays, and quite often you have quite a high number of options, even although you have a hand size of only five. So it's good fun.
Okay, the approximate length of the game?
It's 45 minutes.
It's a quick game.
When people get more of a favour with it, 30 minutes you can probably whip through it.
It depends on the track.
The beginner's track that we have, and most of the tracks that we have set up in the rules, they are designed so that everybody goes more or less through their own deck, so that by the end of the race everybody should more or less have had the same cards in their deck. So although it depends on what cards you have, there is some luck in it, there is also a degree of skill because you're having to manage the cards that you have. But at the end of it, if you win and people say you were lucky, you tell them that you had the same cards as they did in their deck.
I see. Okay, so that's Snowtails. The name Snowtails is coming from
coming from 3 months of a big list of names. So eventually we just liked the idea of having snow in the title somehow to get across that theme, and something about the dogs. So Snowtails, it's a kind of pun on tails, T-A-L-E-S.
We had Tales of the Snow Trails was the name before Snowtails.
TST.
So we thought that was too long. So we shortened it. We have launched 5 games, and I think the names of the game, 2 of them came very easily, and 3 of them were
Often the game's finished and we're still talking
over the name.
What's the name's going to be? So
it's like the name of a children.
Exactly.
I think the reason that we called it Snowtails is because it is a gentle name as well. It's not like Formula Husky, which is one of the names that we thought about, and that is to convey the fact that it is a fun racing game, but so that it still has a broad appeal, and it's not, some people are don't like, as I was saying, the kind of Formula One. It's based on dogs, so it was to get a more gentle name than a fierce competitive motor racing game might have.
And I think Snowtails, it's a name that it's not too much for people.
Okay. So in the near future, are there already ideas in the publishing company of Fraggle?
Yeah, well, we always have ideas going on. At the start of this year, we looked at kind of which games prototypes we had, and we started to concentrate on one. So there's one that we're 99% sure we're going to do for Essen. It would take a fairly major U-turn at this point that we weren't doing it.
One of the problems for us is that when you have a big hit, Snowtails is it makes it very difficult for you to do your next game. Because people then are thinking, well, they have a very high expectations. So a game that might have done well in other years, because people have a high expectation, the people are more critical of it. We only ever publish our own designs. The reason for that is it takes us a whole year to do one game, so we have no time for doing anything else. In addition, part of the reason for us setting up the company and doing our limited production run is we've found over the years that that's the most fun for us. We can design our own game, which is great fun. It's the part that we love. But also then selling a limited number in Essen is also great fun. But if we were to publish other people's games, that makes us more like a normal publisher. And that's not quite as much fun as it is doing our one game. And I would be worried, we would be worried if we were doing more than our one game, that it, then we would maybe have to concentrate on other things and lose sight of our game. So we are not a normal publishing company in that sense.
You're so abnormal.
In any sense.
You're wearing kilts.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
But that's what makes it. I think the reason we do it is it's a lot of fun for us. And it's sometimes the decisions we make are based on, well, we enjoy doing this part, so we concentrate more on that rather than doing other things. But I mean,
it makes us very flexible as well in what we do, and what we decide to do, and to take chances in different games, etc. You know, there's not the pressure of taking on another designer and doing a larger production run, etc.
It will stay a family business.
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Yes. Well, Fragor, we cannot add names onto that.
That's a good point. Okay, thank you, guys. It was Fraser and Gordon Lemon from Fragor Games for Snowtails. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Best wishes.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Merci de votre audience. Merci, chers auditeurs, et retrouvez d'autres podcasts consacrés aux jeux de société sur le site internet www.boitecast.net.